Chapter 4 Taking Flock. It had taken Fluttershy all morning to convince Angel to pry himself out of his bed and come to Sweet Apple Acres with her. Luckily, it wasn't the first time she'd dealt with his moods, so she knew a few tricks. Today it was the promise of a cone of carrot sorbet with sunflower seeds and an ear massage that had finally coerced him to leave the cottage. But he was still grumpy. As sweet as Angel Bunny was, he was prone to pouting when he didn't get his way. Everything had to be just right. His tail had to be fluffed the exact way on Tail Fluffing Tuesdays. His meals had to be arranged just so. And he had to spend at least 1 hour of exclusive playtime with Fluttershy every day. It was okay with her, though. Whatever he needed, she would give him. It was a vow that she made to all her pets and creatures. Before the pony and the bunny departed, Angel had insisted he didn't feel like hopping, so Fluttershy had offered him the comfortable option of sitting on her back.
"I'll try not to trot too fast," assured Fluttershy, lifting him up.
He wasn't heavy. Fluttershy hummed a pretty tune as they cantered along. When she was finished, she looked over her shoulder to check on Angel. He still appeared so sad.
"Cheer up! Applejack's invited us to watch her and Winona practice for the upcoming herding competition at Winnieland,"
Fluttershy chirped, softly trotting toward the direction of the farm.
"It's part of the Fine Furry Friends Fair. Won't that be a nice time?"
The little bunny let out a big sigh and collapsed dramatically, hiding his face in Fluttershy's left wing. He gave a half-hearted squeak into her feathers. He stayed this way for the rest of the trip.
"My poor bunny. I know you're upset about those big meanies, Flim and Flam, not letting you into their show," cooed Fluttershy. "But I think you're special enough to star in your own show. We could throw something together. Maybe Rarity will help us make some costumes."
Angel hopped off Fluttershy's back and shook his head defiantly. "No way," he seemed to say. Sweet Apple Acres was coming into view on the horizon. It was looking particularly pretty today. The shining green orchard filled with trees bearing juicy red apples stretched out in rows up and down the hills. The farmhouse where Applejack, her siblings, Apple Bloom and Big Mac, and their grandmare, Granny Smith, lived, was perched proudly in front, looking over the bountiful land. The massive red barn that the whole Apple family had built with their own hooves was off to the side. Just past that were several open fields, one of which Applejack and Winona were currently practicing in. Angel sprang off toward the field, still annoyed. Fluttershy followed, trying to rack her brain for something else that would make her pet feel better. A great idea would surely come to her soon.
"Hi, Applejack," uttered Fluttershy, not much louder than a whisper.
Herding practice was already in full swing. There were a dozen fluffy white sheep shuffling around the pasture. Applejack was running along the edges of the fence.
"Get round, Winona!" Applejack hollered across the field.
Winona barked in jovial response, tail wagging like an overactive pendulum. Then the brown and white pup shot off toward the corner of the green expanse. She wove in and out of the herd of sheep as nimble as Rainbow Dash, zipping through a mass of puffy white clouds in the sky. Fluttershy couldn't believe how quick the two of them were. From the looks of Angel's face, neither could he. He was up on the fence, leaning forward, totally captivated by the country pony's smooth moves.
"Yay!"
Fluttershy cheered so softly that not even Angel heard her.
"Go, Applejack!"
"Wait a me, girl!"
Applejack shouted at her dog, galloping around the sheep. Winona didn't miss a beat. She charged around the flock in wide counterclockwise circles and brought them in closer to one another.
"Bah!" they pleaded as they dodged the duo. "Bah! Bah!"
"Walk up!"
Applejack ran to the opposite side from Winona. The dog ran into the middle of the flock, and the formation exploded like fireworks. "Atta girl, Winona! Now go by!" Applejack motioned with her hoof. Winona switched directions and ran clockwise around the sheep. At the top of the circle, she made a small detour inward each time. "Watch 'em!" Winona stopped running and sat down. She didn't take her eyes off the flock. Her pink tongue hung out of her mouth as she panted heavily from the physical activity. The sheep remained where they were, blank looks on their faces. "Now drive 'em home, girl!" At this command, Winona ran around one more time, molding the formation into a perfect heart shape in the center of the field. "Yee-haw!" Applejack shouted, standing up and kicking out her four legs in glee. "That was a near-perfect run, if I do say so myself. Woo-wee!" She trotted over to Winona and patted her on the head. The pup barked and licked Applejack on the cheek.
"Angel, wait for me!"
Fluttershy called out after her runaway bunny. The little guy had hopped right into the pasture and onto one of the sheep's backs. He looked like he was inspecting the sheep and trying to talk to her. But the ewe just ignored the small bunny. She leaned her neck down to take a bite of the grass in front of her.
"Be careful!"
Fluttershy winced as Angel slid down the sheep's neck and onto the ground. He dusted himself off and hopped over to Applejack and Winona, bouncing around them in excitement. What had suddenly gotten into him? Whatever it was, Fluttershy was glad he was feeling better. Some fresh air and pony friends always cheered her up.
"Howdy, Fluttershy,"
Applejack said with a smile and a tip of her signature brown cowpony hat.
"Hiya there, Angel. Didn't see you two watching there. I was so caught up in our routine. How do y'all reckon we did?"
Angel smiled and reached his paws up high.
"Looks like you got two paws up from Angel,"
Fluttershy giggled. Her pink mane fell across one eye,
"and I thought it was just wonderful."
Applejack grinned at the praise.
"Those competitors at the Winnieland herding competition won't know what hit them, huh, Winona?"
Applejack trotted over to one of the sheep and gave it a pat on its woolly head.
"The bleeding heart is a formation we've been trying to get right for ages. Something finally clicked today with the flock."
"Bye-ah-ah,"
said one of the sheep in response.
"What a group of little sweeties,"
Fluttershy cooed to the fluff balls.
"You are all very talented and should give yourselves a pat on the back or an extra large helping of grass."
Fluttershy nuzzled one of the sheep.
"I can't wait to cheer for you all at the competition. I'll have to yell extra loud to show my support."
"I'll be looking forward to that,"
Applejack chuckled. Every pony knew that Fluttershy's cheers could barely be classified as such for how quiet they were. It annoyed Rainbow Dash, but the rest of the ponies thought it was kind of funny. Fluttershy did her best to show her support. Angel Bunny bounded over to the group of sheep eating grass in the middle of the field. The little white rabbit jumped in circles around two sheep, copying the movements of Winona as best as he could. When no pony noticed, he began to pull on Applejack's tail to get her attention.
"What's that, little feller?"
Applejack knelt down. Angel stomped his foot on the ground impatiently, then took off hopping around the sheep in another circle. He pointed to himself and then to Winona. She wagged her tail. Angel frowned.
"You want to play with Winona?"
Fluttershy asked, cocking her head to the side. Angel shook his head. "No." The bunny grabbed Fluttershy's hoof and brought her over to the sheep. Then he pushed her flank, trying to make her trot forward.
"You want me to pet the sheep?"
Angel sighed. He pulled out a tiny cowpony hat and lasso and began to act like Applejack.
"I want to do what Winona does."
"Oh!" Fluttershy gasped, eyes wide with shock. She looked up at Applejack.
"I think Angel Bunny wants to enter the Winnieland herding competition."
Angel Bunny nodded with a cheesy grin and put both paws up in the air. Two paws up! Fluttershy imagined the stadium filled with all those professional herding ponies and their dogs. She gulped. A bunny and a very shy Pegasus who had never learned a herding routine in her entire lives against all of them? It sounded daunting, but it also sounded like an idea only a very special, talented bunny would have.
Okay, if it will make you happy, my little fluffy ball of love,
Fluttershy squeaked,
we'll do it.